Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, along with lawmakers, introduced an updated version of their Medical Assistance Protection Act. This would expand the AG's office's ability to investigate fraud in Medicaid. Ellison says both sides need to come together and keep politics out of fraud.
One of the real barriers to trying to protect the public dollar is the politicization of this issue. It's one of the things that concerns me so much. I wish we could just get out of the politics of this, not make it some sort of a bipartisan cudgel, and just try to protect the public dollar.
The plan would increase the size of the fraud unit from 32 to 50 members at a cost of $1.2 million a year. With ice conditions rapidly deteriorating across much of central and southern Minnesota, the DNR is urging anglers to plan now for removing their fish houses as key shelter deadlines approach. The DNR's Joe Albert.
It doesn't mean the ice fishing season is over. People can still fish and you can still use fish houses. But if they're going to be on the ice between midnight and an hour before sunrise, you basically need to be, you know, sleeping in them or fishing from them or kind of, you know, we use the word attending them.
The deadline in the southern two-thirds of the state is Monday, March 16th for the northern one-third of the state and March 31st for the Minnesota-Canada border waters. Newsweek has released its annual list of the world's best hospitals, and Rochester's Mayo Clinic has once again claimed the top spot. And work continues behind the scenes on the House Office of Inspector General bill that has already passed the Senate. The House author, Democrat Matt Norris of Blaine, is still confident it will clear this next hurdle.
Talks are continuing. I have full confidence that if everybody engages in a problem-solving mindset, that we'll be able to work through some of the differences and ideas on that bill.
The Senate passed the bill last session by a 60-7 vote, but that session ended with the House not even voting on it. The latest House bill has stalled twice in committee in just the last few days. In other headlines, a Minnesota lawmaker is backing a move to lift the mining ban in the Boundary Waters. Republican Representative Isaac Schultz has urged U.S. Senators to support a resolution allowing copper-nickel mining near the BWCA, saying it would tap a major domestic mineral deposit. The Senate votes this week, while opponents warn the project could harm the area's wildlife and habitat. Bills banning assault weapons are going to face tough sledding in the divided Minnesota legislature. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Shire says the proposal from Governor Walz doesn't have bipartisan support.
I think gun control is a no-go because not only are Republicans apparently pretty much unified against the governor and his agenda, but there are some outstate and suburban Democrats who are leery of it as well.
A bill prohibiting semi-automatic military-style weapons stalled on a 10-10 party-line vote in a House committee Tuesday. And a 22-year-old man is in custody after Duluth police say he pulled a knife on employees during a shoplifting incident late Wednesday morning. More news available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.